You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Continuing on with this week's election-focused coverage, I speak to Jonathan Gee from the New Zealand Union of Students Associations about student wellbeing and livability. I started off by asking Jonathan what he thinks are the biggest problems that face students.
I think the main thing is just having enough to live on. So, you know, what students are telling us is that student support is failing to meet rising living costs, that basically the student allowance or living costs component of the student loan barely covers your rent, let alone all the other costs that you have, you know, food, transport, house costs, all that other stuff. So definitely having enough to live on is the biggest issue.
Yeah, so UniTech conducted a study of nearly 2,000 students earlier this year, and it found that a third of students go without food and hygiene products because they can't afford them, and more than half of all students, and two-thirds of Māori students said at some stage in the last year their income was not enough to cover their living costs.
Yeah.
So obviously something is going wrong here. What do you think needs to change?
Yeah, no, I think it's horrible, you know, when there's a question of just, you know, it's just about basic needs. I think that really shows that actually we're failing students as a country. So I think a range of things need to be done. I think in that UniTech survey as well, they found that almost half of the students who completed that survey had considered dropping out as a result of financial and other barriers to tertiary education. So I think, you know, at its core, I think we need to be able to, you know, take away the barriers that we have to get into tertiary education. Big part of that is financial barriers. So, you know, these tuition fees have been rising year on year since they were introduced in the 1990s. I think we need to do something about that. We know that a lot of low-income families and those who potentially haven't had a tertiary education in the past, you know, they see debt as a huge barrier to get into tertiary studies. So I think that's something that we need to look at. I think the other thing that we need to look at is actually just increasing student support. You know, students are the only section of society that are expected to borrow in order to live, and I don't think that's okay. You know, why is there a double standard for students compared to anyone else in society? So I think we urgently need to increase student support. So that means increasing student allowances and increasing access to the student allowance.
Do you think student allowances should be universal, as in the parents of the students shouldn't be mean tested?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I think that so many students tell us that that they're financially independent, that they don't get support from their parents, yet because of their parents' income, they don't get access to the student allowance. And I think there's a real issue with this means testing or the supposed sort of targeting as well. You know, it looks sort of quite good in theory that, you know, we're trying to target sort of the most vulnerable or the poorest in our society. But what we actually find with means testing is that actually it's a blunt instrument, that it's actually only just looking at the income of a family but doesn't really look at the other costs that they have, you know, how many the children they have, whether they have a mortgage or other bits of debt. It doesn't really look at the whole financial situation. So, yeah, we found that, you know, the whole bureaucracy of actually going through this means-tested allowance is actually really burdensome and actually inefficient. So I think, you know, even on that, by that sort of vein as well, something needs to be done. So definitely, you know, we'd be very keen to see universal access to the student allowance.
Do you think over the past few years it has become tougher being a student?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, we talk a lot about this housing crisis, and what that's created is that there are more people in the renting market. So not just students, but young professionals, young families, even those who've just progressed through life as well. There's so many people that can't afford their own home now. So that's putting a whole lot of pressure on the renting market, and that's pushing up rents. And it means that students are being sort of the bottom of the barrel in terms of, you know, who landlords want to have as tenants. So with that, you know, students are paying a crazy amount of money, particularly in Auckland, where I know the average rent price for a room in central Auckland is $250 just to pay rent, just to have a roof over their head. So that, you know, on top of sort of other costs as well, you know, and struggling to get a job as well after they graduate, where incomes have become stagnant, I think it shows that actually it's quite a dire situation in terms of student living.
Yeah, a lot of students get part-time jobs to supplement their living whilst they're studying. Do you think it would be ideal if students didn't have to get a job at all during uni?
Yeah, so we think that actually some part-time work is good for students. You know, it means that they're sort of getting a sense for the workplace, they're contributing to, you know, just to the workforce. It gives them sort of some unique skills and experience before they go out into their careers. But when we're seeing the situation where students, again, are telling me that they're working 20, 30, even 40 hours a week in order to survive, I think that shows that actually the balance is tipped. So, you know, students are focused so much more on economic survival now than their academic success, that actually I think that's creating a big, you know, real concerns in terms of academic success. So, you know, I think relieving a bit of that financial burden would be really, really beneficial to students so they can focus on that success and actually succeed through their study.
So in terms of financial barriers and this debt burden that students are putting on themselves, what do you make of Labor's policy to implement 3 years free tertiary education?
Yeah, so we think it's a really positive step. Definitely, I think that would hopefully entice particularly those students who might be the first in their families to go into tertiary study to seek out a tertiary education. And you know, I think it's going towards the step that actually tertiary education is a public good. That actually, you know, not only do you get higher earnings when you go into tertiary education, but actually by going into tertiary education, you become part of a tertiary community, which, you know, is sort of supposed to be sort of the centre of public debate, be the critic and conscience of society. You know, we know that there's a transformative power of tertiary education. So, you know, I think by encouraging more access and you know, access for more New Zealanders to allow them to get into tertiary education is a positive thing.
So the Opportunities Party said they will implement a universal basic income of $200 a week for 18 to 24-year-olds instead of giving free tertiary education or wiping student loans like Labour and New Zealand First respectively. They claim that funding tertiary education is middle-class welfare, as most people that go straight into university are the children of the well-off. What do you make of this approach, and is there any credibility to it?
Yeah, so we actually welcomed their policy around the youth universal basic income, and that goes to my arguments that I mentioned before around the pitfalls of means testing. But in terms of their comments around middle class welfare, in terms of student support, you know, we completely dispute that. Actually, as I mentioned before, tertiary education should be a right for all. It shouldn't be a privilege of the few or of the wealthy elite. We should be working towards actually improving access to tertiary education, and not just at university level, you know, trades and training, apprenticeships, polytechs and institutes of technology as well. So, you know, I would completely dispute what the Opportunities Party is saying in terms of, you know, student support being middle class welfare. I think it goes against what we're working towards better access for tertiary education.
So we've got the election coming up on Saturday. What policies and parties do you think are offering the most for student livability and wellbeing?
Yeah, so I think overall, I think it's fantastic that student support in tertiary education has been put on the election agenda. You know, we've got Labor with their free tertiary policy, as well as their pledge to increase student support by $50. We've got the Greens as well. They've pledged to increase student support as well and move towards a universal allowance. They've also got sort of policies around mental health in terms of free counselling for under 25s. New Zealand First as well, they've got a pledge to move towards universal allowance and free tertiary education. So I think there's students have a lot of choice in terms of, you know, if they're wanting to vote based on tertiary policies, you know, in terms of who they might vote for. You know, so I think, you know, from our perspective, we're not going to tell students who they should vote for. We don't endorse political parties, but we support good policy. And any policy around increasing student support and moving towards free tertiary, in our view, is a good step.
So Out of the Greens and Labour, which one would you personally most support? Which policies?
I don't express my personal view, unfortunately, in my capacity at NZ USA. But I think, you know, I think, again, there's a bit of choice there. And I think there's actually a bit of piggybacking between the two parties, which I guess, you know, I think probably from a student perspective would be a positive thing. That actually, I think, I understand the Greens are supporting Labour's free tertiary education policy, and that they support the move towards 3 years free tertiary education. So I thought that's quite interesting. I think that's quite interesting in that, you know, a party's endorsing another party's policy. And hopefully, you know, that means that depending on the shape of the government post-election, there will be sort of quite a quick step towards getting that over the line come 2018.
And in respect to livability, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that, I guess the other thing I'd mention is, you know, yes, I've talked a lot about the financial barriers to tertiary education. I think they also have quite a few flow-on effects, unfortunately. Touched briefly on some of the policies around mental health. And, you know, I think, again, students are telling us across the country that mental health is a huge issue. And I think that financial barriers is a factor in terms of that mental health crisis that we have in tertiary education. So I think, again, once we relieve a bit of that burden, hopefully the next focus will be around better action and real action around mental health in terms of students.
Yeah, touching on that, I mean, we've got some of the worst statistics in terms of youth suicide in the OECD, and students make up a lot of that. What do you think needs to change, or how can we change that?
Yeah, I think we need, I think the first step is actually just, is that cross-party action on mental health. You know, there's been a lot of political bickering about it. It has become a political issue, though it is, of course, a very personal issue for a number of students. You know, so many students face mental health issues. So many students know of someone who has committed suicide as well. So it is a really personal issue for a lot of students. So I think we do need to take real action here. I think, you know, that there have been a few good steps in terms of providing better access in terms of counselling services to students, such as the Greens policy around free counselling for under 25. But also I think we need to look at the preventative things as well. So, you know, how do we create a more sort of inclusive and supportive society, particularly within tertiary communities? You know, how do we support each other in that way? So I think, you know, there needs to be sort of a bit of a look in sort of the preventative things that we can do to support students who are going through mental health challenges.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.